You're listening to Consider This, episode 79, for June 9th, 2014.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever, wherever, and whoever you are. This is not a test. This is the actual podcast, Consider This. I'm Doug Payton, coming to you authentically and giving you my honest, conservative opinion in a mere 10 minutes or less. Amazing, I know. But you know what's even more amazing? You can contribute to this effort with your opinion. Just call 267-CALL-CT0. I'm still waiting for my first bit of feedback from the hotline. The only one I received so far was a wrong number. A child who was apparently trying to call her school teacher. Poor kid, I hope she got that extension on the project due date. But anyway, there are more ways to get in touch on purpose at the website, considerthis.ctpodcasting.com. That's CT as in clunky turnstile. The VA doesn't need any more money, a human rights question, and flushing money down Medicare. That's coming up. So, do you enjoy this show? Really? Well, if you do, first, feel free to raise your standards a bit, but also feel free to share it with your social media crowd. If you're all listening to the same show, you'll have something else in common to talk about, or gripe about. Either way, if you'd spread the word, I'd be cool with that. A little unfinished business from last episode about the troubles with veterans getting health care from the VA. In an opinion piece of the Huffington Post by H.A. Goodman, he argues that Republicans have been complaining about how bad the VA is, but hypocritically voted against a bill for various funding for the VA back in January. Here's a problem with that, and it's not something you're going to hear on most newscasts. For the last 5 years, the VA has not spent its full health care budget. As much as $1.163 billion extra to as little as $450 million in medical care funding from this past fiscal year. And still, vets have been waiting too long for care, some paying with their lives. Clearly, throwing money at the problem has done nothing whatsoever to fix it. The Republicans back in January said that if the huge catch-all bill were split up into separate bills, there were plenty of items they would vote for. The issue was fiscal responsibility. Democrats, on the other hand, really do have the mindset that enough greenbacks will solve any problem, especially if the problem is one that makes liberalism look bad. And the single-payer VA medical system absolutely fits this particular bill. Creating a single source of a particular product or service, in this case healthcare, inevitably leads to scarcity, in this case waiting lines. If vets could choose any hospital they wanted, and if the government still picked up the tab, would we have this problem? No. But this would be an indictment of a system that Democrats want to see implemented all over, and so it cannot be seen to fail. Remember this when Democrats like Mr. Goodman accuse Republicans of hating the poor or of being racist because they don't want to throw more money at programs that are similarly flawed. Since the mid-1960s, when the war on poverty began, the poverty rate has been bouncing around between 10 and 15% of the population. Nothing has changed. There's a link in the show notes to an article that shows that prior to that, the poverty rate had been steadily decreasing. From 30% in 1950 to 15% when we went to war on it. We were gaining ground, but since going to war, it's been nothing but a stalemate, even though the programs have been costlier every single year. But just look askance at these programs, just try to rein in some of that continued rise in cost, and you get accused of all manner of hate and villainy. For nearly half a century, we've been pouring more and more money into it, just like the VA. And, just like the VA, it is not doing what it's supposed to be doing, or doing it incredibly inefficiently. But if you want to change the flat tire and try to get things done better, you're accused of hating the car. The flat has got us this far, right? It can go further. An article at the Hoover Institution asks, "Do chimps have human rights?" No. One of the alternatives to Obamacare that the left suggested is that Medicare should just be expanded to cover everyone. It worked, so they said, and thus, that would be a simpler way to get health care coverage expanded. But an investigation by the Inspector General of the Department of Health and Human Services said the program spent $6.7 billion, with a B, dollars, too much for office visits and other services. And that's just in 2010, just 1 year's worth of fraud, abuse, and/or incompetence. We keep hearing about how this politician or another wants to save the government and the taxpayer money by eliminating this kind of waste, but it never happens. Here's one reason why. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, which runs Medicare, said it doesn't plan to review the excess billing payments that account for this because it just isn't cost-effective to do so. Essentially, what they're saying is that it would cost more than $6.7 billion to save that $6.7 billion. Really? Is that job opening available? Because if it is, I think I could do it for half the cost. Or at least I'd like to try. See, this is a prime example of the problems of big government. It can waste billions, billions, and then claim that it's not cost-effective to deal with the waste. And then the recipients of that fraud have nothing to worry about. Their scam is safe within the walls of a massive bureaucracy. Oh, sure, it's helping the poor and elderly, but really, is there no way at all for that to happen without flushing billions away every year? Really? This is also a prime example of what happens to centralized government programs. They become bigger, costlier, and as Ronald Reagan observed, they wind up being the closest thing to eternal life we'll see this side of heaven. They are a power unto themselves, and any attempt to rein them in has to deal with all that inertia. Not to mention that, as I said earlier, any attempt to curb such waste gets those attempting it the injustice of being considered hateful, racist, and whatever else the left can think of today. There's a trend here on the issues of big government programs, both in the money they cost and the way they're defended in spite of their results. And yet, we just keep adding to their numbers. If one definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over but expecting different results, it's time to have the government committed. Oh, by the way, the Hoover Institution article I referred to, it, along with everything else I talked about, has a link in the show notes. They note that someone really is trying to give chimps human rights, and they explain why it's a bad idea, legally. I know, it shouldn't have to be explained, but apparently there are folks who need this. It's actually a serious article, and it's worth a look. But like I said, no. With regards to the VA and Medicare, it has been a tenet of the left that government can be a force for good, and no one's really denying that. It's just that there are places for it, and places where it shouldn't be. And if you overextend government's reach, prepare for these very consequences. The Constitution was written to keep these kinds of folks in check. Unfortunately, there's not been enough pushback. And now too many Americans expect this sort of overreach, but they want others to pay for it. Tell me what you think about this. Call 267-CALL-CT0, 267-225-5280 with your thoughts, because I'd love to highlight them on this show, for or against. The email address is considerthis@ctpodcasting.com. My Twitter user is @ctpodcasting. And the website, with the transcript and a place to discuss this with other listeners, is considerthis.ctpodcasting.com. Get your voice heard, so that we can all consider this.